Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you a simple screening thing to do to see if your college student is depressed. These are ways to screen college students. Now, this is kind of staggering results, Lee. We know that 2-3% of all college students may or might not be depressed and are considering suicide. They're considering it. I don't know if they're going to follow through, but it's something that it's on the agenda. And so they just did a recent study about 1,600 students over at the University of Wisconsin. And this is part of the results that came out of that. And it seems that a simple screening test, which is really easy for them to do, is that when they go to the health center. The students can answer 7 questions about depression, and they can immediately be entered into their health records. And it's when they go to the health center to get checked out, they can easily screen them to see if they're at risk for depression or hurting themselves or other people around them. Real important, especially with what's been going on with a lot of the kids that are freaking out when they go to school. You know, they start taking guns and all sorts of stuff. So, Lee, what are some of the things, if you would recognize a kid in their dorm room that they may be depressed? What's some of the things you might think of?
Crying all the time.
They're crying?
Yeah.
They're sitting in a room?
That was a symptom I had. I just spend the days crying. My roommate, what's wrong?
Right.
That's just me.
I always thought that the kid that had all the food in the, you know, like if you went to the dorm room and you saw like there was all this food there, like they had all the snacks and everything, that always seemed to me that they might be depressed.
Or they're watching.
Constantly eating.
Or watching those real dark movies or reading the books that are real depressing.
Right. Usually the depressed ones are by themselves, right?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of people around.
Not socializing,
right. And also there's the absence of hot chicks if you're a guy.
Typically.
Right? Typically there's the absence. So if you see no hot girls around, then you know that the person may be depressed.
Heavy metal, I think.
What about drugs? A lot of drugs around?
I don't see any correlation. No.
We'll leave that one out of there. Anyway, make sure your kid, if they go off to college, make sure they go to the health center and fill out one of those questionnaires if they're at risk for depression or suicide.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.